Governor Steve Sisolak signed a directive that gradually lifts the moratorium on evictions starting this week. The eviction moratorium has been in place since late March to protect Nevadans from housing insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck talked to Dion Contine, the executive director of Washoe Legal Services, about what tenants can expect moving forward.
So, Governor Steve Sisolak signed a directive that will slowly lift Nevada's moratorium on evictions. Can you break down some of those changes? What can tenants expect?
Starting now, July 1st, former owners of houses that have been foreclosed on or sold can be evicted by new owners through a formal eviction. Business, commercial evictions can resume. And mobile home owners who rent space can be evicted through formal eviction processes. Starting on August 1st, that's kind of the first main round of limited evictions. So at that time, tenants can be evicted for if their leases have expired and the landlords have not consented to the tenant staying. There can be tenants that are at will. They don't really have a lease, like a guest staying with somebody can be evicted. Tenants can be evicted for nuisance. Tenants can be evicted for violating provisions of the lease. And then these are all starting on August 1st. And I think the main one is that, you know, the September 1st deadline, which is that tenants can be evicted essentially for non-payment of rent, and that tenants who pay rent monthly or weekly that have no lease can also be evicted for no cause.
As of right now, late fees are not due, correct?
Late fees cannot be assessed during the period of the moratorium. So, and that is through the August 31st date. So starting September 1st, tenants can be charged late fees and penalties going forward, but not retroactively.
And tenants still owe rent, right? How long do they have to pay that back?
So the tenants will owe the rent if they've missed their rental payments during the moratorium. And one of the things in the directive that the governor issued last week was that a lease addendum / promissory note, that is a form that tenants and landlords can use to come up with a repayment schedule. That process is completely voluntary, as the directive says, but it also recommends that landlords not require tenants to pay more than, you know, 15% of their income for rent. And it attempts to kind of provide some guidance on how landlords and tenants might get into a repayment plan and give some guidance on the terms going forward.
And what are your thoughts on this new lease agreement? Do you have any concerns?
I think that because of the timeline, one of the things that we've been recommending is that people kind of take a little bit of a breath right now because we do have this September 1st timeline. So it's really a time to think about where you are, where you might be, and to really decide whether a repayment plan makes sense for you and how you might go about doing that. So I think the concept is good, and I think it provides a framework for tenants and landlords to begin the discussions about how a tenant can stay in their home and how the landlord can get paid back the rent that they have been missing during this pandemic, if that's the case.
Is there anything else you want tenants to know at this time?
You know, kind of take a deep breath, think about your situation, be on the lookout for programs, be gathering your documents that show kind of the effect of the pandemic on you, evaluate your financial situation, and don't feel pressured to get into a repayment plan that doesn't make sense for you or that you don't have a time to fully evaluate.
That was KUNR's Lucia Starbuck speaking with Dion Contine, the executive director of Washoe Legal Services. Lucia Starbuck is a core member with Report for America, an initiative of the Ground Truth Project.